Hello, I'm Floyd Maxwell, justthinkit.com. This video is called Consequences of a Spring and Loop Theory, No Strong Force. Spring and Loop Theory, a revolutionary theory taking on the complexity of the existing mainstream physics theories with simplicity and basics, makes a proposition seemingly at odds with the scientific approach. Suggested prerequisite for this talk? Co-salt the atom. Old age is an excellent time for outrage. My goal is to say or do at least one outrageous thing every week. Maggie Kuhn. A five-word gunshot. There is no strong force. There is a reward structure in science that is very interesting. Our highest honors go to those who disprove the findings of the most revered among us, Carl Sagan. Backed by nothing. No equations, no calculations, no testing. Physics is mathematical, not because we know so much about the physical world, but because we know so little. It is only its mathematical properties that we can discover. Bertrand Russell. No precedent to draw from? And shunning peer review? And how ironic that space may have a vice grip. How do you make balls stay together? Knowing that the spring loop's energy bonding to energy was not yet the fundamental mechanism, there has been a back-of-mind question. Spring and loop theory had figured out so much, in part by holding certain things firm. Then, one by one, those solid premises have dissolved in the powerful acid of simplicity. The recipe for perpetual ignorance is, be satisfied with your opinions and content with your knowledge. Albert Hubbard. First it was the neutrino. To start, spring and loop theory thought neutrinos were tiny, like springs, but ball-shaped, with their shape and size explaining how they could avoid spring and loop interactions. Then came the notion that neutrinos could be space creators, the spring loop net avoided by a net-creating particle. Finally, the realization that neutrinos weren't mass or matter in any form. They were space itself, and avoided interaction with matter by definition. For the birth of something new, there has to be a happening. Newton saw an apple fall. James Watt watched a kettle boil. Röntgen fogged some photographic plates, and these people knew enough to translate ordinary happenings into something new. Alexander Fleming. Then plus attracts minus fell apart. Protons attracting electrons were great in theory, but without foundation in geometric or mechanical fact. But right there all along was gravity. Look at things right under your nose, as if you've never seen them before, then proceed from there. Howard Bloom. Moons orbit planets, planets orbit stars, and stars orbit galaxies. A change of scale was all it took to go from stars to nucleons. By the time I began my study of physics in the early 1970s, the idea of unifying gravity with the other forces was as dead as the idea of continuous matter. It was a lesson in the foolishness of once great thinkers. Ernst Mach didn't believe in atoms, James Clerk Maxwell believed in the ether, and Albert Einstein searched for a unified field theory. Lee Schmolin. Quantum mechanics never came together in the first place. Einstein knew it never would. His intuition said it wasn't the whole story, in part because there was no it. The successful development of science requires a proper balance to be maintained between the method of building up from observations and the method of deducing by pure reasoning from speculative assumptions. Paul Dirac. Quantum mechanics led us back to the Dark Ages. We couldn't know things. Things could be illogical, even ludicrous. We were to shut up and accept it as gospel. Wrong, wrong, and wrong. It is only because the data force us into corners that we are inspired to create the highly counterintuitive structures that form the basis for modern physics. Sean Carroll. Planck's scale was and is the foundation, and we can build off of that. His work has given one of the most powerful of all impulses to the progress of science. His ideas will be effective as long as physical science lasts. Albert Einstein of Max Planck. The ether cause. Physics has become a religious war. This 100-year conflict began when the ether was forced to wear red. Tyranny cannot defeat the power of ideas. Helen Keller. Then the good side thought that theory was more real than life itself. Their chant became, might is right, let's fix the light, less is lame, blame the aged, the game. And boy did being on the winning side pay off. A totalitarian state is, in effect, a theocracy, and its ruling caste, in order to keep its position, has to be thought of as infallible. Eric Blair. This epicyclic age. For decades now, the existing mainstream physics theorists have assumed the battle combatants were relativity and quantum mechanics. But George Orwell knew better. For we had always been at war with the ether. And that battle was by no means over, at least not from the weaker side's point of view. Whereas the ether has never been more obvious for those capable of independent thought. For those requiring a more pear-shaped form, a penny farthing for your thoughts. You're going to need it. Just because you're taught that something's right, and everyone believes it's right, don't make it right. Mark Twain. First four became three. Atom smashing prescribed more forces because more pieces? Nuclear fractures burst weak force bandages, until spring and loop theory saw the weak force as merely spring loop bond breakage debris. Sit down before fact like a little child, and be prepared to give up every preconceived notion, following humbly wherever and to whatever abyss nature leads, or you shall learn nothing. Thomas Huxley. Then three became two. 4 decades elapsed before the strong force was declared, and for four more the strong's force was thought irresistible. Nuclear bounce backs meant a strong epoxy was at work. Several years slumbered by before spring and loop theory woke up to see what the universal matrix of spring energy was truly capable of. In the land of the blind, the one-eyed man is a hallucinating idiot, for he sees what no one else does, things that, to everyone else, are not there. Marshall McLuhan. How many tennis balls can you carry? This accomplished hand balances 23 tennis balls at once. A superb result, until the first tournament is scheduled, whereas Costco serves 78 in a box. Gotta fave that craze. So what do you get when... When you fill a box with balls, does the universe know you forgot to glue them together? If not, why waste the glue? Spring and loop theory now gluten-free. I don't think any new thoughts. I think thoughts others have thought, and I rearrange them. Linus Torvalds. Simplicity stays silent. Of late, the greatest challenge for spring and loop theory is finding multiple ways to express basic points. When one spins a yarn, one cards a lot of wool. When the fabric pattern is plain, the sheep stay warm. Question: so how is a simple concept to bear fruit year upon year? Answer: by the seeds, grasshopper, by those priceless basic seeds. Everything should be made as simple as possible, but no simpler. Albert Einstein. Maybe that is okay. Maybe we're not meant to spend decades describing something, even if it is a universe. But then, how is one to make a living? Become a squeegee man or crossing sweeper? Needs a more catchy name. How about Dark Sweeper Man? Uncertain Crossing Man? I've got it. Spooky Action at a Distance Man. Here's to the crazy ones. The misfits. The rebels. The troublemakers. The round pegs in the square holes. The ones who see things differently. They're not fond of rules, and they have no respect for the status quo. You can quote them, disagree with them, glorify or vilify them. About the only thing you can't do is ignore them, because they change things. They push the human race forward, and while some may see them as the crazy ones, we see genius, because the people who are crazy enough to think they can change the world are the ones who do. Steve Jobs. Footnotes. If the fib be told, spring and loop theory cannot tell a lie. Spring and loop theory told a lie. Back at the beginning, when spring and loop theory said it had an idea without calculations. Sorry, vacuum energy, credit now given. When trying to convince a salesman, use the sales pitch. When trying to prove that space already exerts all the force physics will ever need, draw from the existing mainstream physics theory's trough. Temp theories have already calculated that space should have an energy 10 to the 120 times higher than has been measured. Failing to detect this energy, they quickly ignored it and moved on. Most animals, including most domesticated primates, i.e. humans, show a truly staggering ability to ignore certain kinds of information, that which does not fit their imprinted, i.e. conditioned, reality tunnel. Robert Anton Wilson. Spring and loop theory realized it is this very 10 to the 120 times higher energy that is holding everything together. Space is held together by the same force that holds nucleons in the nucleus. The force we have not yet been able to pry apart, and never will. Dubbed the strong force, there really isn't one, because space isn't held together. Everything, energy and mass, springs and loops, quarks, one and all, is just marbles of energy in a box, a universe-sized box that is expanding, but only because of that 10 to the 120 times energy. Energy is a very subtle concept. It is very, very difficult to get right. Richard Feynman. Space is a pressure cooker, with the release valve being that space can expand. Yet all the while the pressure is maintained. The strong pressure. Every great movement must experience three stages. Ridicule, discussion, adoption. John Stuart Mill. About those leptons and bosons. These are probably not particles at all. Let's use a tennis analogy, with a different spin. Springs are the forehand, loops are the backhand. The rest is just spin. Variations on a theme. Epicycles. The human mind thinks in lateral terms, but almost everything in the universe is circular. Anything that changes has to come back again. Ramesh S. Balsekar.